You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, that was a really nice win last night. I mean, like, we got into some of the weeds about everything going on with the Giants, but also, deep breath after the whole Marlins-White Sox thing. The Giants have won 5 of 6, and now they're going against high-level competition. Playoff atmosphere out at the yard last night. That was good for the soul.
Yeah, nice, tidy 3-1 win, and you check the box, and the young pitcher comes out and balls again.
Yep, and his name is Landon Roop, and he's kind enough to join us right now here on Willard and Dibs on the River Islands guest line. Here he is. Landon, thank you for doing it. Nice job last night, man.
Hey, guys, thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah. Thank you for having me on. Looking forward to it.
Thank you for doing it. And Landon, to what level are you sort of feeling solidified now as a member of this starting rotation and what that may mean for the rest of the year?
Yeah, I'm feeling pretty good about it. But also, I kind of like to look at it as a way of, always competing for the spot. You know, just going out there every time and competing and giving it everything I have. And, you know, in this game, it's someone can take your spot real quick. So just trying to keep that and keep competing.
What were you able to glean from last year's 4 starts that helped you in the offseason get ready for being one of the guys every 5 days?
Just confidence. And, you know, it felt like all year I wanted to start and I never got the opportunity, just with going up and down. And then finally there at the end, I got 4 starts under my belt. And, you know, it just gave me confidence that I can be a starter at this level, and went into the offseason knowing that. And just got to work and worked on, obviously, my changeup has gotten a lot better this year, and worked on the cutter. So just going in the offseason, just knowing that I had to add some more pitches to my arsenal if I wanted to go deep into games.
Landon, I'm glad you brought up that whole process last year going up and down. And it happens. It happens to a lot of young guys. But I know it was much more a part of the Giants' culture in recent years than it has been this year. What has that meant to the guys that largely y'all know who's going to be in the Major League clubhouse most days?
Yeah, and it just shows, you know, how Buster looks at things. You know, he's been a player, and he knows that guys go through times where they're going to struggle and they're going to come out better on the other side of it. So, and honestly, I'll be honest with you, my first couple starts, I guarantee you, if this was last year, I would have been sent down. So just thanks to him for believing in me and letting me work through some things and just learning at this level. But yeah, I mean, it gives all the guys, the younger guys, confidence knowing that if they have 1 bad game or 2 bad games that, you know, they're not going to be sent down right away and have to fight for their way back up. It's just, I mean, this game is, you learn each day, you learn each outing, and that's what it's about. So,
yeah, and it's awesome to see you grow in real time, you know, every 5th day when you're out there. And it's got to be kind of neat and helpful to have a vet like Justin Verlander in the room as well. And I was just looking, when he debuted, you were 6 years old. So how much of Verlander do you remember, and how helpful has he been?
Yeah, I was very young, but I do remember watching him as I was growing up. I truly don't remember that much, but I do remember the name, and I've always known the name in baseball, and just to have him in the locker room and as a friend, and just someone I can lean on in times of, you know, need, when I need to know more about a situation. You know, he for me, I lean more on Logan for pitch types and how to throw that, just because we're more similar in that area. But Verlander has all the knowledge in the world about every single thing in baseball. You can ask him any question, and he's got a thought out answer for it. So just, you know, leaning on him in situations that involve the game, like mid game, like mentality and stuff like that is huge. And just having him around, I mean, he's a Hall of Famer who's been in the league going on 20 years. So just really cool to get the opportunity to suit up with him and, you know, share a locker room with him.
Landon Roop is joining us here on Willard and Dibbs, 95.7 The Game. He threw five strong last night in the Giants' 3-1 victory over the Phillies. Landon, while we're talking about future Hall of Famers, and, you know, you mentioned Buster Posey and the way he kind of runs this clubhouse, I wonder how you processed the big Devers trade from this perspective. The fact that they were willing to give up Kyle Harrison had to register with you in some sort of a way, in terms of how they see your future and Birdsong's future. Is that accurate? How did that trade sort of register with you?
Yeah, you know, at first I didn't really think of it that way. But, you know, Kyle's been a friend since I got with the Giants organization. And, you know, we were all getting ready for the game. I think I just got out of the shower and put my clothes on and was about to go back out. And Kyle comes in the locker room crying. And my first thought was, man, he got hurt while he was warming up. Cause I mean, you never think somebody's gonna get traded right before their start. So, but I mean, it was a relief when he said, you know, he got traded, because my whole thought was he was hurt. But, you know, just, I don't know. It was crazy in the time. Like I said, it was right before his start. So I couldn't imagine what was going through his head. But he's an unreal pitcher, and I think he's only going to get better. And, you know, I wish him all the best over there. But as far as for me and Birdsong, I think it just shows, you know, the confidence they have in us to grow and be a part of this rotation, and even making the rotation out of spring training. It just gave me a huge boost in confidence, knowing that, you know, they believe in me and I'm able to work through some problems up here and just learn. So, yeah, it gives me a bunch of confidence going forward.
Landon, I appreciate you bringing everybody in the clubhouse in that sort of a way. I don't know if we knew the way Kyle kind of took that news. So he was in tears when he came in?
Yeah, I think it was more so like, because when I hugged him, it was more so like, I love you guys. I've always wanted to be in the Giants organization and stuff like that. But I think what I told him, I was like, the game doesn't change, you know, just because you're on a different team, it doesn't change. Just go out there and be great. And kind of piggyback off what Webby said, you know, he's going to be a superstar over there. So super happy for the opportunity for him and wish him nothing but the best.
Yeah, a chance to see him and maybe even face off against him down the road with this new interleague where you get to play everybody all the time.
Yep.
How much is the previous day's pitcher motivational for you? In other words, you know, Robbie Ray is out there and Logan Webb, and they're dominant. And when you get the ball, do you feel not extra pressure, but almost a responsibility to try to keep the bar high?
Yeah, no doubt. You know, you see those guys go out there every fifth day, and, you know, Webby's two games before me and Robbie's right after me. So I get a show. Well, I mean, all of our starters are pretty good, and we know we compete. But just watching those guys, the two all-stars from this year, just you can do nothing but learn. And Webby's been around for 6-7 years, Robbie 10 plus. So just taking in all the knowledge and just watching how they go about their business. But yeah, super excited.
Landon, I think fans have a lot of questions about both you and Hayden with regard to how long you can go this season, because both of you are headed for all-time highs in terms of innings pitched. So can you take us through the entire thought process on, is there an innings limit? How do you discuss this with the team, and what is the plan going forward?
That's been a popular question as of recently. But as far as I know, we have not talked about it at all. At least it hasn't been brought up to me. So my plan is to, you know, stay healthy, get in the training room, get in the weight room, work out, and just stay healthy and be able to go out there every fifth day and help these guys and our team get to a playoff. So for me, it's, like I said, just staying healthy and going out there and competing and giving our team the best chance to win.
What things do you do in between starts that you're hoping can really help you stretch out that innings limit and maybe keep you fresher as you get into August and September?
Really just like today, I'm taking it super easy. I don't touch a baseball. I don't even go outside on the field. So, I go in, I get a full body treatment, and just kind of relax and take the day. And then tomorrow I'll work out and toss the ball around. And then I have a bullpen the next day. So, really just, you know, I kind of got this from Webby. He's given me a lot of, tips and ways to, because obviously we see it every year. He throws 200 plus innings, so he kind of seems like he knows what he's doing. So, but yeah, I got that from Webby. Just, you know, there's no need to beat your body up two times in under 24 hours. So taking that whole next day has been really helpful for me on recovery and just being able to go out there every fifth day and try to throw five plus.
How much nicer is the full body work the day after a win as opposed to a loss?
A lot better after a win, but it's pretty good either way. But I would definitely say mentality-wise, a lot better after a win.
Well, and you might have even registered a statistical win if it hadn't been for the weird spin on that Stott double that ended up going off of Wilmer Flores' leg last night. I wanted to ask you, you have such a devastating curve. The spin on that hit, do you think that was from your curveball?
I don't really know, honestly. I talked to Wimmer about it, and he said, dude, I've never seen a hop like that. And I was, because from my point of view, I couldn't see it. So, and when I came in the dugout, everybody was saying, like, that's the weirdest hop I've ever seen. So it could have had something to do with that, but it also could have been just something on the field that, they kind of interfered with the way it hopped. But I do remember that last Bryce Harper at bat, I threw him a curveball and he fouled it. He barely tipped it and fouled it off. And it looked like some of the either the seams or the leather on the baseball had like come off like when it was spinning. So I don't know if that was my curveball or just the way he hit it. Well, that was pretty crazy.
I've heard of people hitting the cover off the ball. I have never heard of people like pitching and spinning the cover off of the ball, Landon.
I don't know if it was that, but it'd be pretty cool if it was, wouldn't it?
It really would. Landon Roop is with us on 95.7 The Game. Hey, how's Rafi Devers as a teammate?
He's awesome. You know, just waiting on. I mean, he looked comfortable from the day he got here, and he looked happy to be here, and he's a huge addition to this lineup, and just really excited to have him just absolutely compete for us. And obviously he's going through a little struggle right now, but like I said earlier in the call, everyone does that, and when he comes back and gets going, it's going to really boost this lineup, and there's no telling where we'll be able to go.
Landon, we love having you. Great stuff last night. Before you go, you ready to have a little fun so we can get to know you even better and do the big finish?
Oh, yeah, let's do it.
Okay, here we go. All right, Landon Roop on the big finish, and these are our wonderful categories put together by my partner here, Dan Dibley. You have to pick one category, okay? Your categories are either Fruit Roops or Carolina on my mind.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Carolina on my mind.
Carolina on my mind. All right, here we go. What do you miss most about living in North Carolina?
Hunting and fishing, for sure.
Which do you prefer, hunting or fishing? If you had to choose one on a lazy Saturday afternoon, which one do you go with?
That's hard. Is there any way I can do both?
I suppose fishing essentially is hunting. Yeah, you're hunting fish,
yeah,
right?
It's a lot of hours in the day, you know?
I think if I had to choose and I couldn't do both, I would probably go hunting. It's just, for me, it's just very peaceful. I'm out in the woods and just seeing God's creation come alive. So it's pretty awesome for me.
What's the best fish that you've ever caught, Landon?
Oh, I was actually in a sportsman book when I was, I think, 7 years old. I may be wrong on the age there, but I caught a 5-pound speckled trout down in Bellhaven with my grandpa. And I think at the time, he lived in a little neighborhood, and I think at the time it was the biggest speckled trout ever caught in that area. So I got put in the sportsman book for it, and I still have the book at home. It's like a magazine. So that was probably my coolest moment fishing.
That's pretty awesome. A 7-year-old catching a 5-pounder. That's almost like shooting your age in golf.
Seriously.
You get to that level.
And you don't come across very many 5-pound speckled trout in North Carolina either. So it's pretty cool.
Especially pulled by a 7-year-old. Question number two. I know you went to UNC Wilmington, but growing up, were you a Duke household or a North Carolina household?
Absolutely neither.
Oh,
Wake Forest in the building?
We were split. So my dad was UNC. My mom was ECU because my dad and mom both graduated from ECU. And my brother was also UNC, and I was NC State. I love the Wolfpack.
Okay.
So,
NC State. No, that works. Okay, last one. Carolina is known for musical variety. What is your favorite type of music and favorite artist?
Country music. For sure, and I think my favorite artist as of now is Cody Johnson.
Okay. Like, you don't get walk-up songs when you're a pitcher, do you?
No, we do.
Oh, you do? You do, just like when you're heading out for the first inning?
Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
And is that, like, what's your walk-out song?
Sleeping on the Blacktop by Culture Wall.
Okay.
We're going to have to put that in the rotation.
No doubt. By the way,
yeah, you should give it a listen. That's a good one.
Landon, you didn't pick Fruit Roops, but one of the questions, I got to know, what was your favorite sugary breakfast cereal when you were 7 years old and catching fish?
I'm going to have to go with Reese's Pieces.
Oh, see?
Okay. I mean,
Reese's, whatever they are.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, you got it. Yeah. Those little Reese's Puffs, those little things. Yeah. Yeah, that works. Yep. My son loves those too.
Great answer. I was really hoping you'd go with Fruit Roops, but I understand.
Yeah, no. We got a little bit of both.
Yep.
Hey,
I'll eat any cereal. I love Captain Crunch. I love Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I love it all. Cereal's one of my favorites.
So you're still rocking cereal now, huh?
Yeah, I eat it in the clubhouse every now and then.
Oh, man.
And that was a solid rotation right there, you know. Really good variety.
I'll mix in some Fruit Loops every now and then.
Okay.
There you go.
I think that's what we were going for.
Kind of.
Perfect. Yeah. Hey, Landon, thank you so much for doing it. Great job last night. Keep it up, and thank you.
I appreciate it. Thank you all for having me.
All right. There he is. That's Landon Roop, everybody. Right here on Willard and Dibs. Yeah, that was fun.
That was super fun.
Landon's great.
And
that's the first time we've gotten a chance to do that with Landon.
Yeah, the first time we've gotten a bonus question in the big finish where you crossed the other category.
That's totally a foul on me, but I'm like, I can't.
No,
I
got to know.
It really should be something you know about everybody you meet.
Yeah.
What is your favorite sugary breakfast cereal as a kid?
For me, it was Fruit Roops.
It was Fruit Roops for me as well, but like you really had to do some coaxing with mom. They had to be on sale, first of all. That was always the first tell. Like, are they on sale? If they're on sale, if she cut out a coupon or whatever, then I had a shot. And then obviously you had to behave, and you had to maybe be eating your vegetables the night before or whatever, but every now and again we could get her to get some Fruit Loops or some Apple Jacks.
Oh, yeah.
Those were the other ones that we would go for.
Pretty strong.
I don't think the Reese's thing existed when we were that age.
No, I remember, there was the cookie one that came out when I was just getting into high school, like Cookie Crisp, I think is what it was.
Cookie Crisp.
But it was mainly just, it was Trix, and it was Fruit Loops and Apple Jacks, and then, you know, my mom and dad would come rolling out with Life and Special K. Even Frosty Mini Wheats, it's like, come on, you two. What are we doing here? Mean,
why are you putting grass in a bowl and then putting milk in it and telling me to eat it?
Like, unacceptable.
Don't do that. And now the grocery store, shout out Safeway, you know, like, it's a whole different section. Like, I'll tell the kids, they'll be like, oh, we got a cereal. And I'm like, you got to stay away from the bright colors. You have to go.
Dad.
You got to go over there where they've got, like, it's all everything that's made by Kashi.
Oh, yeah.
And then like Barbara's Bakery will be in there. She makes those peanut butter puffins or whatever it is. Like, you could go get something out of there. But, like, you got to really stop being such a bunch of jerks if you want me to go over there and get something that's bright orange.
Exactly.
Or fluorescent
pink or yellow,
green.
Exactly.
Yeah, you got to worry. That's the big sugar aisle right there.
Yeah, it's all behavior-based. I like that. That's good parenting. It's like, huh, how have you been? I'm going to let you get a beige cereal today, the way you've been acting.
That's right. That's right. You got to turn that around. And if it literally says zero in added sugars, then my answer's yes. Outside of that, pound sand and pay for this while you're at it.
Yeah. But, Dad, I cleaned my room. All right.
No, you didn't.
I mean, get the bright colored whatever with the toucan on it or, you know, the happy little leprechaun,
and
whatever.
I am my mother's son. I'll be like, is it on sale?
Yeah.
And that's where you're contradicting yourself, because I'll be like, they'll be like, Dad, it's buy one, get one free. And then I'm like, well, that's kind of working against myself, but sure, let's get two. Anyway.
And then they say, Dad, I think you clipped a coupon in the For You section. I hear your reads.
Right. That's right.
Mr. Safeway, Dad, see you in the aisles.
It's in your app. Scan the digital coupon, Dad. Anyway.
Dad, where am I seeing you right now? We're in the aisles,
we're in the
dog.
Aisles, kids.
Totally. Anyway.
No, Landon was a delight, man. Landon was a delight. And I guess if you want to circle back to anything newsy that came out of that, I think there were two things that stood out. Number one, Landon said, I haven't even talked to anybody about an innings limit. What's the plan? There isn't one. I'm a pitcher, and I'm going to pitch. And we're going to take care of me, but we're going to ride until the wheels fall off and hope that the wheels don't fall off. So there it is. There's your plan. No innings limit. No, nothing. Landon Roop is their third starter, and that's the plan.
And Webby, and he called him Webby seven times, so I feel comfortable in saying that. Webby's taking him under his wing, and now he's on the Webby plan, which, and that's why I kind of wanted to follow up about the massage, because, God, that sounds good. Like, you and I have a good show, and the next day, you don't leave the house, and you basically get massaged. His day is going to be an indoor series of massages, no exercise, and just chilling, eating Captain Crunch.
Not bad.
Yeah.
And then the other thing he said, and I know a lot of you caught it, which was last year, if I had had a couple of those back-to-back starts like I had a few weeks ago, I'd have gotten sent down.
Gone.
But not this year, not with Buster Posey. Here's what he said.
How Buster looks at things. You know, he's been a player, and he knows that guys go through times where they're going to struggle and they're going to come out better on the other side of it. So, and honestly, I'll be honest with you, my first couple starts, I guarantee you, if this was last year, I would have been sent down. So just thanks to him for believing in me and letting me work through some things and just learning at this level. But yeah, I mean, it gives all the guys, the younger guys, confidence knowing that if they have one bad game or two bad games that, you know, they're not going to be sent down right away and have to fight for their way back up. It's just, I mean, this game is, you learn each day, you learn each outing, and that's what it's about.
That is quite an interesting statement. And he talked about it actually right away, even before he got to that answer, about the difficulty last year of going up and down. And that makes sense because he's a brand new player last year, and brand new players go up and down. Tyler Fitzgerald is going through this right now. But it was almost part of the clubhouse culture last year.
Yeah.
It's not now, and you can tell. Let's just put it that way. You can tell.
Right, and in April, he had a 5.10 ERA over six starts.
Yep.
Wasn't super great. But he got to pitch in May and in June, and yep. Now in July.
And now his ERA is heading down to the low threes.
Yep.
Yeah, we're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good, here for your calls. We'll react to that a little bit more next. 888-957-9570. Also in 20 minutes, Monty Poole will join us. NBC Sports Bay Area. Let's get some answers. What's going on with the Warriors, and what's even possible with the Warriors? News comes out earlier today from Mark Stein. They've emerged as a front runner for D'Anthony Melton. Hello, our old friend. All right, so all of that is still ahead on Willard and Dibbs.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.